Minnesota Vikings, second to their last home game of the season, coming up this weekend, and they get a team that is on their way to the playoffs. Certainly think they're going to get there. Chip Kelly in his first year, they get the Vikings. We'll have the game here on KWSN Sunday beginning at 11. And joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line from the Philadelphia Inquirer, he follows the Eagles, Mike Sielski. Hey, Mike, welcome to Sioux Falls.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Chip Kelly, I think he's done a pretty good job in his first year. What are the folks in Philly saying so far? That's kind of been a little roller coaster ride, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I think he's earned everybody's trust by now. Five straight wins has really got everybody in the town very excited about what this team could be, not just this season, but moving forward beyond this season. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they were 3-5. They went two games without scoring an offensive touchdown. Chip was starting to get a lot of sideways looks from a lot of people in the Philadelphia region. But, you know, these last five games since Nick Foles really became the starting quarterback, the offense has opened up. The defense has really improved, had been improved going back to before the five-game winning streak began. And this team is rolling right now and feels very good about itself.
But what is Nick Foles doing in that offense that Michael Vick either couldn't or didn't?
I think two things. I think, number one, he's not turning the ball over. He threw his first interception of the season on Sunday against the Lions in that snowstorm. He had set an Eagles record with, I believe it was 239 straight passes without an interception. He's been, you know, maintained that ball security that's so vital to playing winning football. And then secondly, I think what he's done is he's run the offense with kind of a calmness and an anticipation that Vic really didn't. That doesn't mean that Michael Vick wasn't productive in the offense. It just means that I think Foles is able to throw guys open in a way that Vic didn't. He throws the ball with a little bit more anticipation. And he just runs it. It's a little less frenetic with him out there. And it just seems to run a little more smoothly with him. You know, Vic could produce a big play, a breathtaking 60-yard run, but then on the next pass he might throw an interception that would leave you shaking your head. You know, Foles might get 6 yards on a read option scramble, and that's fine because he doesn't throw the interception. And I think that's the difference.
He's Mike Sielski, Philadelphia Inquirer, joining us on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris here on KWSN. Are the Eagles flying under the radar right now with everything going on in Washington with Shanahan and RG3 and the Dallas defense that is awful? Seems like there's more attention on those two teams than on the Eagles.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I also think what plays into that is a presumption, and one that has a lot of merit, that the NFC is really going to come down to Seattle versus New Orleans with the possibility of San Francisco making a run because they've been there before. So, yeah, I think the Eagles are a dark horse. I think they are under the radar. And, again, for the reasons that you cited, that there's so much commotion and controversy with the Redskins, with RG3 and Shanahan, Cowboys.
And you haven't had any of that in Philadelphia, have you?
No,
have
we you, never Mike? Have any controversy in Philadelphia. No, never,
mean,
never.
It's been.
No, you're right.
But I was thinking, you know, the quarterback controversy a little bit, but that's been solidified. I think the Eagles are on their way to getting a very nice playoff spot.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, the division is theirs to lose. They're in first place by a game, and even though the Cowboys hold a couple important tiebreakers on them right now, all the Eagles have to do is basically win two of these next three games. It's kind of presumed that, you know, if they're a game ahead or tied in the standings with the Cowboys, they're going to have to win that season finale in Dallas. But, you know, a lot can happen between now and then, and they're in the driver's seat. So, yeah, I mean, they're looking pretty good to be the number three seed once the NFC playoffs begin.
You know, Mike, you're talking about the distractions. One of them before the season was what went down with Riley Cooper and everything like that. But I tell you, you lost Jeremy Maclin the first day of training camp to an ACL, and you know, DeSean Jackson is a playmaker, but Riley Cooper, I think behind Josh Gordon, he's got the second longest yard per catch average in the NFL. Has he taken over that Jeremy Maclin role, or how has he been able to step up and be a weapon for the Eagles?
Well, he's a different player from Maclin. He's big. He's not quite as fast. But part of the reason that he's been able to as you say, you know, pick up a lot of yards per catch is he uses his body very well. He has a good set of hands. He He can outfight defensive backs for the ball. Foles and he really seem to have developed a connection over the last 5 weeks. His productivity has shot up since Foles has become the starting quarterback. And I think, you know, getting back to what you started the conversation with respect to Cooper, is that he's just kept his head down and played ball. He hasn't, you know, the incident with him, you know, using the racial slur at the concert back in the summer, you know, that was something that the Eagles and Chip Kelly in particular had to deal with collectively. But to Cooper's credit, I mean, I don't know if he still holds any views related to that slur or not. He certainly isn't sharing them if he does, and I have no reason to think that he does anymore. But the more important thing is he hasn't given anybody a reason to criticize him or for there to be dissension in the locker room. He's played well. He's played hard. He's kept his mouth shut and been a good teammate, and all is well at this point.
Eagles have the Vikings, then Chicago, and then at Dallas to wrap up the regular season. Mike, what are the Eagles worried about this week with the Vikings? Probably no Adrian Peterson. There's some other injuries there that has decimated them a little bit. What are the Eagles looking at this weekend?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're waiting to see what the word is on AP, like any team in their position would be. You know, and I also think that they're worried about just the possibility of going on the road and losing to a team that generally plays pretty well at home. And, you know, that's the thing about the NFL these days, guys, and you guys know this as well as anybody, that there's nothing likely in this league anymore. There's so much parity. An injury to a key player can be so devastating and so debilitating. You know, look at what's happened to the Packers since Aaron Rodgers went down, that you don't take anything for granted. It's easy to look at this game and say, well, the Eagles should win this game and roll to 9-5 and they'll be on their way. But, you know, the league doesn't work like that anymore. I mean, the Jets are 6-7 and have beaten the New Orleans Saints and the New England Patriots. And, you know, you just don't know anymore. So you proceed with caution with any game.
Hey, Mike, appreciate the time today. Folks can go to the Philadelphia Inquirer website, read more on Mike. What do you got in the paper today, Mike?
Just basically did a column kind of breaking down, you know, what the Eagles will have to do to get in the playoffs, and also kind of poo-pooing the notion that that a team controls its own destiny. I hate that saying. It's a complete contradiction. You can't control your own destiny. It's destiny. It's predetermined. So the column's got a Back to the Future reference and a reference to the Real Housewives on Bravo, so
Oh, I've got it right in front of me, as a matter of fact. As Mike just said, you know, destiny's predetermined. You can't control it unless you're Marty McFly and have a DeLorean. I love it.
I'm a child of the 80s. What can I say, guys?
Good stuff. Hey, Mike, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. The best to you, and we'll talk again down the road.
Same to you guys, anytime. Thanks.
Mike Sielski, Philadelphia Inquirer, joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line.